Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
What is happening? Yesterday's bank holiday may have been a washout. I didn't think it was a washout.
No.
It wasn't bad.
No, good.
But the next one will be a scorcher. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee is tipped to be a 30-degree scorcher. A huge,
30.
Huge Spanish heat plume, otherwise known as summer, is set to arrive here in time for the big celebrations from June the 2nd to the 5th. So a weather map released by the Met Office shows hot air blowing in from the continent in the week of the Jubilee, boosting plans for thousands of street parties across Essex. The Met Office is predicting cloud and some heavy rain for the start of the week, this week, with strong blustery winds in place. That's why you look out today. It didn't look great today. It's not nice today, but it's getting warmer as this week goes on. 21 degrees by Thursday, Friday this week. Despite the drop in temperatures at the moment, forecasters are still predicting a hotter than normal 3 months to the end of June. I don't know what three months to the end of June. That's only 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm losing faith in this story now. It doesn't add up. The Met Office briefings to the councils and businesses reveal chances of hot weather and heat wave are increased compared to average, especially later in the period heading towards June. A Met Office forecaster said May 13th to May 27th has temperatures most likely above normal for all areas with an increased chance of warm spells.
Do you know what? As we said before, everything's better with the sun.
We had a couple of weeks of summer, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really cool. We were playing summer tunes. We were turning up T-shirts and, like, I was at the gym. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And then it just went back to normal.
Yes, yeah, weird,
and when, like, snowed, didn't it? The following week, it snowed. And it just confuses you. But yeah, apparently it is going to... Once it starts getting warmer towards the end of this week, that's it. We're into summer. Carly and Jason have made a sensational return to Neighbours.
What?
It's happened. The pair secretly filmed... It's already been filmed. It's happening. The pair secretly filmed scenes for the soap that launched their careers. They reprised their roles as Charlene Mitchell and Scott Robinson... for a special appearance to mark the show ending after 37 years. In case you don't remember the original Neighbours, Scott Robinson was Jason Donovan's character.
Yes.
He wasn't playing Scott Robinson.
No.
That would be weird. Carly and Jason are now 53 and shot their scenes last week. And the good news is that it will be a fairy tale ending for the characters who met and married on the show. Bosses hope to convince a string of big names to return for the final episodes before production ends on June the 10th. These include, you forget these people were in Neighbours, Margot Robbie, Russell Crowe and Liam Hemsworth. It looks like they could be appearing
Amazing.
In The Last Neighbours. That would be ridiculous.
Russell Crowe
started in Neighbours, yeah.
That's unreal.
They made their debuts on the soap. It was axed earlier this year after its producers were unable to find a new funder for the show, which has run since 1985. Channel 5, its biggest backer, pulled out, spelling the end of the show. So Carly and Jason back in Neighbours. There
That's
you go.
That's incredible.
That is what's happening. May the 3rd today, not just any day. It's not just any day, May the 3rd. What could it be? May the 4th is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
May the 3rd. Rings a bell. Today, ladies and gentlemen, and Five fans will know this, it's International Scott Day. International Scott Day.
It is.
So May the 3rd is that. And May the 5th, I'd imagine, is International 5 Day.
I think so.
Because then it's the 5th of the 5th. So I'm imagining the marketing people would have worked that out.
I think it's Richie's day tomorrow.
Richie's day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But who today?
Who doesn't get a day?
Everyone gets a day.
So does somebody have the 6th?
Do I get a day? I actually get a day. Don't know. Because didn't they say last time we did this, they gave me a day and it was like May the 6th or something. It was after all the main celebrations. It was almost like International Afterthought Day. I'm sure they
Can
said...
Tom get a day?
I'm sure I'm May the 6th. Said they could confirm that 5-day HQ that keep texting us, Scott Day. Just confirm that. I do believe there's an International Chris Scott's Mate Day. I think there is. So what happens on International Scott Day? Do you get dinner made for you? I mean, how's life look for you?
No, it's just the fans get together and, like, talk about their love for Five. It's a lovely thing that they do. You know, because for years and years and years, they've obviously supported the band. So it's just something that they do, which I think is It's very, very nice.
Was it when you were in the band back in the day that it was International Scott Day? Was that the big thing and they've just kept doing it every year and every year? Or is it something that happened after that?
I think it's something that they've done after the band split up to keep the Five dream alive. And here we are.
Are Clinton selling cards or... Do Clinton sell cards if I go in there and say, we're looking for anniversary? Yeah, you're looking for birthday cards? No, I'm actually looking for international
Happy
International
Scott
Day cards.
I'll tell you what would be really good. If you went into Clinton's and we filmed you doing that.
Can
that
we do?
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah.
That'd be funny. Sorry, because I can't see it on the...
You've got weddings there. Yeah. Your funerals even. I've noticed you've got all the different religious festivals. Have you got an International Scott Day card, because I want to wish somebody happy International Scott Day and I can't see it and I'm probably looking in the wrong place
and if you haven't got it, you're missing the trick.
I've seen they've got International 5 Day cards because I've seen it. You get a little badge that says 5. So I've seen them, they all do those.
So they say 5 today,
say it 5 says 5 today, it says I am 5, like it's me, I'm 5. That's you definitely need to wear an I Am 5 badge on stage.
Don't
at some
be
point.
Facetious, Chris.
Nick says, glad the sun's coming. My gas bills will definitely get better. Emily says, wondering when you'll play the new Galantis song with Roxette. Love that last week. Many thanks. We will. I'm sure that's coming up very soon. And
who's our one to watch? And now it's in the system.
Bobby Ewing has text off of Dallas. He says, just got out of the shower and heard that Carly and Jason are back on Neighbours. All we need is the band 5 to get back together. Then life will be completed, mate. Is the best text we've ever had. Do you remember Bobby Ewing?
No.
From Dallas. Oh, it's wasted on both of you. That text is wasted on both of you. Bobby Ewing in Dallas, which was a massive programme.
I remember
on the
Dallas.
Telly, he went into...
I never watched it.
Didn't he black out or knocked out in the shower and the whole of... the 3 years we'd been watching on Dallas was a dream.
No.
Yeah, they did 3 years of Dallas with all these really great storylines. And then one day Bobby woke up and he went, oh, it's all a dream. And literally the last 3 years of what we'd watched on Dallas was a dream.
That's weird.
That's what happened on Dallas. Yeah, what happened. So now when you listen to Just Go Out the Shower, heard that Kylie, see what's happened there. It's funny when you don't have to explain it. Laura says, can you do a birthday shout out to our wonderful, illustrious leader, Debbie Rush? It's her birthday today, and she is head of our soup kitchen in Southend. She deserves loads of love. She's shopping with hubby today and hopefully buying some treats. Love from everyone at the Southend Homeless Hub. Nice work you do down there. And wow, imagine having a birthday on International Scott Day. Imagine all the cards you'd get. I'm glad I found
you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
An extremely rare original Stormtrooper helmet from the Star Wars film. The first Star Wars film could be yours. Now, you used to...
That's a good one, isn't it? The first one.
The first Star Wars, Star Wars one.
God, when it...
He's never seen this Star Wars.
When the robot...
Ever.
And he moans about the gremlins.
Yeah, he moans, talks to me about, you've never seen the gremlins. He's never seen Star Wars.
Oh, when the gold one with the silver leg, he's funny, isn't he? The old robot, R2-D2. Wow. What a guy.
You used to deal in memorabilia.
Yep.
Give me a price. Stormtrooper helmet from the first Star Wars film. Could be yours.
Oh, no. Thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, it's out of my realm now. I mean,
10,000? 20,000?
No, more.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80?
500,000.
Done it again. It's 460,000.
So it's bang
on. Always go high, don't you? You're
sorry,
always that person.
Sorry.
No, it's a good guess. It's a good guess now.
What are you talking about?
It's
£460,000 and I've said 500,000 and you're upset about it.
There you go. You can have a winning thing. But because you always go high, you take... The point of that is I would go, how much do you reckon? You go, I don't know, 20,000. I'd go, no, 460,000. But when you do it, you go... 7 million.
But I used to work in memorabilia, so I had a rough idea.
Yeah, I know.
And I won't play your silly game. I won't play your silly game.
But what did you do on the other day? There was some question, the answer was 70, and I said to you, how much do you reckon? You went, 2 million? I went, well, no, it's not, it's 70, isn't it? And you went, it doesn't seem a lot. And it's it was a lot.
I've got something in storage, which is... I'm guessing worth a lot of money. I might have to...
What is it?
It's a fully signed poster by everyone from Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon that'd be worth 40 million. Something like that, 45 million.
Yeah, probably about.
You're going to sell it. £40 million. The Stormtrooper helmet, it's a white plastic prop, was one of just six made for the blockbuster episode A New Hope. It was worn by the trooper whose famous last words were, "Stop that ship, blast them."
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Stop that ship,
the
blast
helmet
them.
Was plucked from a skip by a crew member. Oh, it's like the lottery, isn't it? You're walking past the skip as you're leaving, you go, "Is that the original Stormtrooper? I'm probably going to put that in my bag."
That, I mean, imagine that.
And so he took it. It's the only one known to exist. And without question, this is one of the most important pieces from the Star Wars franchise ever to come to auction. The sale takes place over the weekend of July 18th and 19th. If you've got around £460,000 to £500,000 lying around and you're a Star Wars fan, that is the one from you. Have you got any merchandise? Have you got something that you've collected from somewhere or you've got hold of somehow? Something along those lines, something that like not a lot of people have. Like I think my friend used to have a bit of space dust or something from the moon landings in like a glass. Yeah. And it was worth a lot of money and he got it and it was all signed and authenticated. Have you got anything like that at your house? 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Let us know anything you've collected, any bit of memorabilia that is of interest. I'd love to know because I reckon there's loads of people have stuff like that.
I've got loads of Five merch up in my loft.
Five merch is, especially on International Scott Day, that's probably worth double.
If anyone's
double,
interested, I've got a doll up there.
A doll?
Yeah, Scott doll.
Lucy in Southend says, "Hey, Chris and Scott, I have a Southend radio pen." It's probably similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Similar type of money.
Yeah, no, that'll be a little bit more of it because it's a pen. It's actually a workable,
usable thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be worth.
Probably not worth anything as I think the ink has now run out. along with Southend Radio.
Yeah.
Which ran out and turned into Radio Essex. Lucy, next time you pass in the radio station, knock on the door, say Chris said you could have a Radio Essex pen.
But you need to give us the Southend
we
Radio
need to, one. We need the Southend Radio one back.
It's worth so much money.
Angie says, "I have both sets of five dolls, the fashion dolls and the singing dolls."
There's singing dolls.
There's a singing doll, Angie.
Yeah, well, that's the one we had, the singing one.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Sung Slam Dunk the Funk, didn't it?
No.
What?
Not the one I got off eBay.
Oh, didn't it?
No.
Oh, you bought the cheap one?
I just bought one off eBay because you remember you were on holiday.
Yeah.
So I replaced you with a five doll.
Yeah, they...
Which worked really well, but it didn't talk, because that
I've,
was...
I've got a... my one's a singing doll. It sings Slam Dunk.
Singing doll.
Wow. Yeah.
Angie, on the app, use the voice notes. I want to hear Scott singing doll, please.
Yeah, but, I mean, essentially it'll just be like playing Slam Dunk the Funk.
I want to hear it.
I want to hear it as well.
Angie, can you do that on the voice notes? Is it a pulley thing? Pull it, and then is it one of those dolls?
No, she's got a little button right by my private parts.
Why would they put the button there? Isn't it your belly button?
It's near there. I've got white pants on. You can undress me.
Alistair says, "My wife has Muhammad Ali's signatures." Wow. It was the early 80s when she was a kid. He took her signature book and signed every page.
That's worth a lot of money.
I mean, that's literally thousands of pounds per autograph, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as it's in an order, it's basically a checkbook.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Laura says, "I bought all the special edition Empire magazines, the covers 10 years ago when Indiana Jones celebrated their anniversary. Not worth much now, but when Harrison pops his clogs, ka-ching." I don't know if he's. I don't think he's ready to pop. He still wears an earring, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Famously wears an earring.
Yeah.
Got a demo 78 of Bill Haley, says Dean. That's the singer. Victoria Crystal, I found a collectible Iron Maiden's Killer's Mirror about 15 years ago, and I gave it to my sister. She still has it, so not mine, but it's worth a little bit of money. Oh, is that a video?
No, it's
Scott Robinson. Though.
It's just a picture.
Why does your doll look like Jay?
It doesn't. It looks like me.
It looks like Jay.
It doesn't. It looks like me.
Okay.
Jay's one looked like Jay. He had an eyebrow ring. That looks like me. Zoom in. Looks like me.
It does look like you.
Yeah. And do you know what? Got my sideburns. They're exactly the same length as my
face. Can I hear it, please? Angie, can you send me a voice note? I want to hear the Scott Dole singing. Hope Marie says, I don't know if it classes as memorabilia, but I have a limited edition hoodie from a Netherlands record label. Only 250 were made. That is memorabilia, isn't
that
it?
That is, yes.
It's the same kind of thing.
Do you know what I've got indoors?
What have you got?
The original Beano magazine.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay, Angie is working on the video, so we're going to get that hopefully to us. There's a picture of all five of you together.
You have to turn
as dolls.
You have to turn Abs and Jay round.
Turn it the other way around. Looking at your memorabilia and all the stuff you've collected, some of the big stuff you've got, Phil and Tony the Builders. Evening Men, like that. Evening Men.
Coffee or tea?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Some builders are preferring coffee than tea nowadays. Scott had a rant.
Shocker.
About 20 years ago, my uncles won the Essex FM Endurance Challenge, where you had to hold on to a golden inflatable ring for as long as you could. He won the trip to New Zealand, took me with him, and we have various items from Lord of the Rings film locations documented with photos and everything. An amazing trip. How cool is that?
That is very cool.
We used to do loads of competitions like that on Essex FM. I remember the other one was... you could win a Kia, a car, and it was at Lakeside, I think, and it was in the centre of Lakeside, but you had to kiss the car, and it was called Kiss the Kia. And you had to stay, like, kissing the Kia for a long period of time, and the last person standing wins the car. Oh, no, hands off my Kia, that's what it was called. You had you had both hands on the Kia, and the last person to take the last person left was the winner.
I was going to say.
It was incredible. I think Kiss My Kia has happened as well. I think it was actually Kiss that did that. But Essex FM did Hands Off My Kia. It was a great competition.
There is a there's a programme that I see, I think it was, and where there's £1 million and the person, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, so same concept.
Bit better than a Kia, but, and that the person that takes the hands off, doesn't take the hands off, wins £1 million.
But brilliant. Then one radio station, which I won't remember just in case I get in trouble, did a similar thing with an ice sculpture and got people to sit on an ice sculpture for as long as they could, and one of them got really badly burnt.
Yeah, probably.
And then they realised that wasn't the right idea to do. Angie's got the Scott from Five Dolls, which are collectible items.
Yep.
Has sent us this piece of audio.
You have to remember, he's very old. This is from the
Don't
year
be so
2000.
Rude,
oh, now he doesn't play. He only plays...
Give him tea.
Like once a month.
There he is. Is that actually you singing, though?
Absolutely.
It is. It's not even you singing.
I'll sing in a minute.
When do you start singing?
1 second. Now.
It's finished. That's all I've got.
Well, no, because what that is once you, if you open the doll, you can then pull out the little thing and it plays the whole song.
Ah, that's clever. Angie, thank you for sending us those. And she sent us another picture where she's turned the other two around for you. Abs and Jay are now facing the other
fantastic.
Way.
Fantastic.
So that's on
yes,
that latest picture.
Be.
Perfect.
Come on, follow the noise. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Let's just not even talk football.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Let's just not even go there.
Why?
Because it was shocking. I took Jack to another Watford match. It's his second game he's
ever
been to.
What's he ever done to you?
I actually felt guilty. I took somebody else for free to a Premier League football match and felt bad for him on the way out. I was like, mate, I'm so sorry.
Did he have a pie, though?
No. And do you know what? That's the other thing that annoys me when I go to the football match now. Sometimes if it could drove, they haven't got any pies left. And you go in there at half time. You go.
Who ate all the pies?
I know. And you go. And you go in there and you go. Oh, pie, please. We've got any pies left, mate. It's half time on Saturday. Where are you selling the pies? Literally the basis of this place is it's open for 90 minutes on a Saturday afternoon at half time. So actually, it's a 15-minute window you're open. How have you run out of pies?
Well, you say this, right? This, and then that's ridiculous. Because you would think that...
I was already having a pretty bad day. Well, actually, at half-time, I wasn't, but let's not go
But you
there.
Can think that you'd get that right. But, I mean, I am going to... I'm going to have to mention this, right? And hopefully it won't get me in trouble. It won't. It's fine. Don't worry.
Why do you do this? Why do you say, I'm just about to say something now that might get us into trouble, but I don't think it will? Because you don't know whether it will or not, because that's why you're saying it. Don't say it. Let's not say it.
I'm saying it.
No, let's not say it.
I'm saying it. I went to a service station the other day, and at that service station, you know, you've got Greggs, you've got you've got Burger King, you've got McDonald's, yeah. you've got all these, and you've got Kentucky, right?
Don't libel any of those.
No. Listen.
Yeah.
I went to Burger King.
Yeah.
They had no burgers. They're called Burger King. Burger
Yeah, that's King. All right. That's true, though, isn't it? That happened.
What?
What you just said happened. You went to Burger King and they had no burgers. So you can say that. That's,
yeah,
that's
they happened. Had no. They had no burgers, right?
Yeah,
I looked at the guy and he went, oh, I haven't got any burgers at the moment. He said, we got chicken. And I looked to my left where there was KFC and I went, yeah. but they've got chicken, haven't they? I
said, and he went, no, they've only got burgers.
I went, if I want chicken, I said, I'm just saying, I know you do chicken. I said, but if I want chicken.
I'm going to Chicken House.
I'm
going
to go to KFC.
Yeah.
He went, well, there's no need to be funny about it. And I went, you've got no burgers. I said, look at your name. I went, you're called the Burger King. And he went, you've got me there.
I ordered no burgers. On the app from Nando's the other day, massive order. It's not easy either. You spend ages doing it. You get the order perfect, don't you? You go, delivery. And it went, we don't have any chicken.
Sorry, what?
And but they did. They had chicken and pita. They had chicken wings. They didn't have quarters and half chickens.
Okay.
So I ended up having a load of chicken wings, which I suppose is the same as having a chicken. But I didn't understand why didn't they have actual chickens, but they had bits of chicken.
We took the wings off. We took the wings off, and we lost. You know, I know it sounds unbelievable, but we have lost the breasts.
Lost all the chicken. No, any breast? No breasts. No, it's just the wings, and then we put the breasts somewhere. Look around. Gone. Come home
with me. Right about now, the big drive home. Woo! Let's get into it with Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
What is going on?
What?
What is with your face?
It's just my face.
No. This. Let me just give you a little insight to why I'm saying the words that I'm saying now. So, Tom, who's never here on time, he's never...
Hello.
Like 16 minutes past, and he's in with a grin on his face.
Yeah.
He comes into the studio, and he points at the computer that I can't see because it's in front of Chrissy's silly head. And he points at the screen, and Chris has got this little laugh, like laughs and goes... And then Tom whispers to him, should do it now.
He's made a bit of production for the show. It's his job. It's what he does. It's what he's paid to do.
Okay. I'm not wrong. This production that he's made, this thing, will definitely be something to do with me. That I'm in the dark. I'm always in the dark.
No. Just do the show as normal. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Press the button.
Builders are snubbing their traditional tea for a coffee. Builders, let me repeat that.
What?
Builders are snubbing their traditional cup of tea in favour of a cup of coffee.
It's as if tea's not very good.
Yeah, they're saying tea's not very good. They're now making coffee.
What?
Oh, no. Here comes another one of Scott's tea tantrums.
Play that again.
You like that?
I really like that.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Right, well, let's do it in the act then. So builders are snubbing their traditional cups of tea over cups of coffee.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no. Here comes another one of Scott's tea tantrums.
Take it away, Scott.
No. So, I love the fact that I've mentioned tea that much
that the voiceover,
in a year and a half.
Even the voiceover knows.
Yeah, they've gone, well, yeah, we've got to make. That's silly. I like a coffee, like any other man. I like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
But nothing beats a builder's tea.
People having work done on their homes are being told that a cup of builder's tea is no longer the favoured brew. More than half of builders...
you do not understand.
Could you imagine losing your job over your tea tantrum?
Honestly, that's the closest I've ever been. Oh my God, I nearly dropped the F-bomb then.
More than half of builders now ask for coffee, and just 39% choose tea, while 2% said they'd like a nice cup of fruit or herbal tea. And when it came to biscuits, chocolate digestives came out on top, 24% of the votes. The first thing 19% of new homeowners do when they get the keys to their new home is to make a cup of tea or coffee. A nice cup of tea is quintessentially British and helps power us through the workday or when important decisions need to be made. However, it now seems that coffee is overtaking tea when it comes to what builders like.
Now, It's funny that you say this, right? Because I had a build around today.
Yeah.
And the first thing, like any good man, builder walks through the door, whether it's a man, whether it's a female, whatever, I always say, would you like a cup of tea? Would you like a cup of tea or a coffee?
Yeah.
Or a cold drink.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you offer them.
Or a fruity herbal tea.
Yeah. I'm not down with that. I'm not offering fruity herbal tea.
Would you like a fruity herbal tea and take a sit in my hot tub?
That's never going to happen.
I'd say yes to that.
So Tony, I know you would because you can't eat or drink anything. Tony come round and I said,
"What's Tony? Builder, plumber, decorator?
He's builder.
Sparky, he's builder. He's
put
governor.
He's putting my steels in. Yeah, proper builder.
Steels going to cost you.
Yeah. It's a tooth dryer. I went, all right, Tony." Called him Tone, do you know what I mean?
Do you get a bit of swagger when the builder's around? Are you like water, you're bowling around here. Oh, I guess, yeah.
I do that, yeah. But it doesn't really work because, like, they know that I'm just a singer.
Yeah.
and I go.
But we all do it, though.
I go, all right, Tone, do you want a brew? I even say brew. Do you know what I mean? Do you want a brew, mate? Do you want a builder's? You can say that, going, yeah, do you want a builder's? He went, no, I'm all right. I've just had a double espresso.
So, oh, right, okay.
So he just had a cough.
Proper geezer.
Well, I don't know. Are proper geezers having the double espresso?
Well, I think they probably are.
Well, they are now.
According to the research.
In a tiny little cup.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to play jingle one more time because it's the best jingle we've ever made.
Oh, no. Here comes another one of Scott's tea tantrums.
It's brilliant. And I'm sure you'll hear it, I reckon, daily on the show.
I've just made a cup of tea. It's lovely.
It's a good cup.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
Saver Max. And maybe you're the problem. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Thursday.
Chris and Scott's One to Watch.
Maybe you're the problem.
Maybe you're the problem.
Tom's the problem.
Tom's going soon, aren't you?
Yeah, Tom is going
soon. He's not here for long today.
Yeah.
What? Oh, part-time Tom?
Yeah, pretty much.
What time are you going?
4.
You weren't in here on time. What time did you get in?
3:10.
So you're doing 40 minutes on the radio today?
Yeah, pretty 50. Much.
What? No.
50.
What?
50 minutes.
Oh, no, but he doesn't. Oh, no, it's 10 to. I'm just heading up to there. Yeah.
So minutes, where are you going?
I'm going to a gig.
Whose gig?
Somebody in Camden called Girl in Red.
Oh, yeah, I like their stuff.
Yeah.
Is it a group?
Yes,
yeah,
the group.
I knew that, yeah.
Must be frustrating that they can only ever wear red.
I asked this, but apparently not.
Well, a silly name.
What are they called?
Girl in Red.
That'd be like being in a band called Five of This. Oh, no.
Girl in Red.
They're promo shots.
No, I know loads about them. Yeah. They're like an indie pop music project.
Yeah.
The Norwegian singer-songwriter, record producer, Maria Alvrenrigman.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, probably one of my favourite Norwegian bands.
Are they wearing red?
No, she's... It's a girl on... Is that a girl or handsome? Could be the guy from Handsome.
Please show me this picture. I think I'm coming around.
It looks like it could be the younger one out of Handsome.
Oh, it does.
It's a girl. And it looks like a really good song.
Well, yeah. It looks really good. How can
sound
it look
like I want to be your girlfriend is their big tune, and that's probably my favourite. Yeah.
I
want
to be your girlfriend.
If I could make it go quiet, is a good song. I think people sing that when we're on.
Guess what? Do you know how that one sounds? I'll sing it for you.
That's very good. There you go. Girl in Red, enjoy that gig tonight. Oh, One to Watch is what we're doing. That's what the music's all about.
It's 30 seconds, so you got to
Watch is a song we think is going to be big or an artist. This time, why have you brought a mouth organ in? Why have you got a mouth organ?
Who gave him this?
Why did anyone think it was a good idea to distribute mouth organs to Scott before he came into the studio? Can I come with you? I really want to come and see the girl in red.
Come along. Let him play his accordion.
Play Silent Night.
You can play Silent Night?
I can.
Is it better than Lady Gaga's new tune?
Probably.
Go on, quickly.
I might not be able to do it because I'm laughing too much at myself.
1 minute.
Are we still on the radio?
Yeah,
is this actually what people can hear in the cars?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can't think of it.
Go on, play your accordion.
I'm going to go with Lady Gaga's new tune.
There you go.
He's got a new album out, and you can download it on Spotify. Can you play me 5?
Slam dunk, put it up. Yep.
Lady Gaga, new tune. It's really good. It's one to watch.
Big note coming up. Beautiful. Oh, don't worry. I get paid. Paid.
For now. I don't know how long we can stretch this out.
Did someone write utter shambles?
The text comment that's the last text come through just says the word utter shambles.
And do you know what? That is the brief.
What's the brief?
If we can, it would be an utter shambles.
They told us to deliver more audience. They didn't. I don't remember them saying the words utter shambles.
Sorry. And you don't think, right? You're in your car now, and someone's doing this.
Honestly,
and you think they're turning off to listen to Heart? Oh, another Pink song? Don't think so.
Because they haven't got harmonicas. Anyway, it's
every day. By the way,
what
from now?
No,
every day.
Do you know what it's like? It's like when you have to look after your kids in the summer holidays. That's what it's
home
like.
Homeschooling.
But it's like lockdown. It is literally like lockdown, and I'm trying to work, doing my job, and then that's next to me. That's what it's like every day.
When, I know it's not the end of the show yet, but when we do the end of the show, grab an instrument and party, people.
Nick Archer on the apps is loving the show, guys. Fairly new to the station. Apologies, Nick.
Sorry, Nick, about the old harmonica.
Driving home, day 3 into my new role. Still within the NHS, but a different trust, the best bit. I've got an office with a window, so I can enjoy the sun and the views instead of being buried in the depth of a large hospital. Cheers for the great tunes, guys, says Nick.
When you say the tunes, do you mean the harmonica?
I think he means the actual songs from the artist, but...
Yeah, but you say that, right? Mm. So, you know... Oh, you can hear another Ed Sheeran song, or Scott playing live. It's like live music, isn't it? Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! He's got the guitar.
I'll get the guitar out. Is it tuned in? This is like.
Oh my god, that was good.
Same note.
Wait.
That was the same note. Let's see if I can guess the note. It's like we're in A1.
Thursday completed it.
It's time for the Big Drive Home podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.